unlocks the secrets of how to...
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and contact is all it takes. That's in the song from Van Halen, Love Comes Walking In, and that's the contact with your own spirit, the divinity inside of yourself. And I guess we'll see if Sylvia's online there. Are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And tonight we're going to be doing some wonderful live healings with the Creation Light Ship and Ron Amatron, the Light Ship's ambassador. So I want to say welcome to everyone and invite you to participate with us on the fast chat if you like. And if you're new to this, what you do is you just go to bbsradio.com and you click on the Station 1 and the schedule for today where it says Creation Light Ship. And then you click on that, you'll get to the Creation Light Ship page. And scroll down, you're going to see a beautiful light being there on your monitor. And just below that, it's got a link for you to click on to join the fast chat. And that'll bring up a window for you, and you can type in your name and just type in whatever message you have, and that's a way you can communicate either your questions or requests while we go through the hour, and we'll take up as many as we can. And I think we have some exciting things in store for tonight, including some water activation. And what happens with that is if everyone gets a single glass of water, then a little bit later in the program, we're going to have the light being come in and activate the water for everyone to help them. So you can go ahead and do that, and I'll just kind of turn things over to you, Ron, to do a little introduction for people that might be new to the program about what the Light Ship is and what it's here for.
Yeah, the Light Ship comes every 2,000 years for the ascension process of the planet. If the spirit of the Earth chooses to leave, and this time it is. Last time it did not because not enough people were able to do the ascension process. And it's here also, you know, to help us if you're willing to do the work. And the work is getting into your body fully with your spirit. So the first thing that you need to do, naturally, is to connect yourself, your mentalness, your awakening consciousness. The mental body needs to connect to your heart center, has to surrender. And that's probably the biggest job that you're going to have to do to get this connection. And at that point, you're going to feel that your thoughts and your words will come out of your heart center. Next, you need to fully have that energy come up from your heart center and go into your whole body. And that's another process that you'll have to work on to do. And then from there, you start calling yourself back into your body with your spirit, and that process can be kind of difficult at times because you have to release densities. And that's what I do here to help people, is to clear out these traumas, the judgments of your ancestors. And remember, you now have 4,000 years of them in you. And unfortunately, our space brothers never brought us any spiritual assistance here. And, you know, we definitely know that the churches, you know, have not ever done that, so... Anyway, that's the whole process here, why we're here, to help you do clearings. So what we're going to do tonight is bring in the wonderful light beings, and we'll first bring in the male energies. And they wanted to come through, and this show is the Light Ship Show. They come through and do what they choose to do during this program. So here we go. We're going to bring in the male light beings. If you wish, scroll down on your monitor screen, and you're going to see a beautiful light being there, and we're going to have her... or have him now get activated. It will change frequencies. Right now it has the presence of a female, and we'll bring them in a little bit later. And we're going to first bring in the male energy. So here they come. So stronger, just watch your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. How's it look to you, Sylvia?
It looks very strong, and the energy just feels really good. It's very neat to watch that transition take place, too, so I hope all of you were able to to see that on your monitors.
I'm going to bring him in a little stronger here, so let's amp up the energy tonight here. Have a wonderful show, and they're going to do a lot of healing work with you here. Remember, the light ship only works heart to heart. It does not work with mind energy because the mind energy is not of the light, and it will not be here during the ascension time. So if you start connecting the dots, we'll say, you're going to realize that the teachings of ascension that some practitioners have will be invalid because it's all mind energy. And that's true of New Age metaphysics right now. So they never concentrated on that because the dark side came in and wanted to, in a sense, brainwash everybody to get into the mind energy, finding your parking place, seeing that your thoughts control your reality, all these nice things that you probably have believed for your whole lifetime. And those are false teachings. The light ship only works in the now. So remember that. Write that down on a piece of paper. And you must go inside of yourself, inside of your heart, to get your true answers. And also to see, you know, what practitioner you'd like to work with next. So here we go. I'm going to bring in some more of the male light beam energy. And here they come, stronger, 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 stronger. Yeah, look male to me. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, get your glass of water if you would. And in a few minutes, we'll charge the water up by the male light beams. And this will be for entity clearing. This will be the entity clearing water for you. And if you have any animals or pets, and they act kind of funny, you might, and they pick up entities also. You might even want to get a small little container and put some of that water just for them also. So here we go. Bring in some more of the male energy. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, the males are the main ones on the light ship that will do healing work. There are females that come along and do healings, but the females are mainly in the process, they're like their job title is to help the males out to interface the healings with us. And so typically the females will direct the males and tell them what to do. So this is the way it works on the light ship. And the males definitely follow their orders. So here we go. Bring him in some more here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I'd like you all to maybe concentrate. You can visualize or just think of an issue that you're dealing with. Could be physical or, you know, something with the thought form that you may have, an addiction. And these male energies now will help you do some healing work. So this is your request to them. Remember, the healings, when you work with the light ship, the light only works in the now. And the light did not create emotional traumas and everything like that that's down here on the earth plane. Remember, we're on an emotional planet. And that was created by the earth spirit, so it's not the creation of the light ship. Your body has the blueprint, which is divine, and so does your spirit, but all the baggage that you deal with is not healed on the light ship directly. I can do that down here because I'm here, and this is how the process works. Much like in the time of Jesus, he was doing healings on people. This is what they talk about is he died for your sins. He actually got killed because he was releasing the emotional traumas from people, and that's why they got rid of him. Plus, he was bucking the system of, you know, keeping your divinity within inside of yourself, which is the same teachings as today and always will be with the light. So if you believe that Jesus came to help everyone, for ascension, then you're in the right program here. And this is why he came, and his life was cut short because of rocking the boat too much here. So here we go. We're going to bring in some nice oxygen. And we're going to take you up momentarily for about 15 seconds to the light ship here. And this session will not work on the archive for the next 15 seconds because I have to have you connected to me during this process live. So we're going to go to the light ship. We're going to go into the light infusion chamber. And they're bringing in oxygen right now to you, special oxygen for healing. And again, request your healing. We're in there right now. Okay, 5 seconds approximately. 10 seconds. And 15. Okay, now we're out of the chamber. If you want to have your entity water ready right now. You might want to comment on the fast chat. If we do have any healings, if you'd like to let us know what they are, I love reading them. Just go to testimonial section on the bottom of this page here. Just scroll all the way down. You can also join our email list, and we're having another Ascension call coming up, I believe, in probably 2 weeks from tomorrow, I think. So we'll have to see on that there. I think it's, I don't have the date in front of me. Let me just check here and pull it up on my screen here. April 19th. Okay, so April 19th is our 4-hour Ascension call. I'd love to have everybody on it. The cost is $60. And we'll be going on the light infusion chamber during that call, along with having a whole bunch of healings being done to us. What I'd like you to do now is to get your water in front of you. These male light beings will charge it up for you. This is for entities. And we all have a couple of them, if not thousands. So here you go. Okay, hold your hands around the water. And they're bringing in the energy to you to help you rid yourself of some of these little creatures that cling on to you, take away your energy. Cause you addictions, etc. Remember, these are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they do body hopping continuously. And, you know, you could be, inhabited by these. And if your eyes are dark, you can look at yourself in a mirror, have somebody look at you, and if your eyes are glossed over, much like if you had too much to drink all the time then, or you had too much pot or something, which is very common with pot smokers. At that point, you're out of your body mostly, and entities are running you. And even prescription drugs will cause the same problem. Once you're lowering down your consciousness so your spirit cannot communicate with you, it just gets out of dodge. It leaves. The entity water is now charged, so have some water. Take as much as you want of it, and this will help to rid yourself of some of the entities that you may have with you. I do a special session for entity releases, and I normally pull out typically at least 40 to probably 80 of them out of you. And these are normally ones that are most influential in your life, causing problems with you. Hey, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, you talked a little bit earlier about pets and how they can be affected by entities, too, and about possibly doing some water for the pets. Do you want to do a glass of water for pets if people have them, or I guess if they don't have a pet, they can maybe have an extra glass or something?
Sure, that sounds great. So I'll have to get another glass of water if you don't have that, and we'll increase the energy of the light beams that are coming into your room, and your room should start to feel electric, okay? That's what Kyle said here, lots of electric air. And clean. So here comes more of the male light beams to help you. Oh, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So remember, these energies only connect to your heart center. And if you attempt to sample them in your mind, the mind does not know love energy. It doesn't have any idea what it is. It's much like, you know, trying to be like mixing water and oil. It doesn't have any clue to what the other one is like. They're completely separated. So now we're going to do some water for pets, if you like. So again, put this water between your hands, and if you need more water for yourself, you know, to do more entity releasing, we can do that here. Here we go. And just think of your pets, visualize your pet or even animal, and Lightship will connect with you through the light beams and figure out what this particular animal or pet needs to help them get rid of these entities. And they get them just as easily as we do. Here we go. Put your hands on both sides of your water, and it's energy's coming in right now. Okay, looking good. And the water is done. You might just, for the heck of it, sample each water and just see the difference, what it would taste like, one for your pets and one for you. How's it taste for you, Sylvia? Hope you don't come on barking.
Oh, wow, that was great. So, you know, we haven't talked about pets for a while, but I know you've done quite a lot of healing work with pets. And usually when people go on your conference calls and they go to the Lightship for healing, they will bring their pets and animals with them. And I believe they go to their own special Lightship for healing.
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And mainly I work with people, but as a courtesy, I do allow them to bring pets up each time we do a session. So if you do have a problem with one of your pets, I can do a session for them also on the Lightship directly and do an hour healing session for them. So let's do, since we got rid of the entities basically, I don't see much involved with anybody right now listening. So we'll do our mind to heart drop. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down if you're brand new to the show. Think of your mental body, your thought that you have, say in your forehead, inside of your head, the energy there would be the 10th floor of the elevator, and you want to drop down to the first floor, which is your heart center. I'm going to do this for you here, and coming down, so we're dropping down, so 10, you might feel the energy actually move down your face, down your throat, into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your heart center now. I feel like some people aren't there yet, so we'll go a little bit more here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So let everybody is there, and just give your thoughts a chance to communicate with you now, and you should hear that this voice is coming from your heart center inside of your body in place of being inside of your head. And listen for your guidance now. Ask your spirit to be there. Just say, hey, spirit, are you there? I want to talk to you. Just think that inside, and you should hear it reverberate through your body. And you should be able to hear your spirit communicating back, talking to you. And your spirit will typically be the same voice as yours inside of your head. So I'll give that a try now. And if you can stay here during this whole show. It'll be very nice. You have a lot more healing that way. Remember, the mental body gets in the way. The mental body, along with the emotion, causes all of your problems that you're dealing with. And interesting on the fast chat. Do you have the fast chat up, Sylvia?
I was just reading about people's experience with the water and the pet water, and it's what's so interesting about that divine water is that it's individual, so no two waters are going to be alike. It's going to be whatever you need for your body at that specific time, so it's always it always seems to change and taste different, and it's very interesting. Mine was similar. My pet water was real different than the one that was for me. So it's just another way, I think, of them letting us know that they're really here working with us. So we can, you know, experience and sense their presence much stronger that way.
Yeah, so the Lightship has brought in, I mentioned this on other DBS shows, but they have brought in the new sky, which is actually the old sky, so to speak. It is a different frequency, but the sky is much bluer now than what it used to be. So if you're an older person, you're going to realize that, yeah, the sky looks like it used to do 20, 30 years ago. So just kind of look up high, and you're going to see that beautiful color of blue. And they also went out and did spiritual battles, we'll say, to the dark side, and disconnected and stopped the our extraterrestrial negative side from transmitting and bringing the mind control to us. That happened in probably the first part of December. So we don't have that affecting our bodies any longer. This is why your body is much calmer than what it used to be throughout your life. And they're bringing in new oxygen. In fact, we're bringing in oxygen right now from the light ship through these light beams. These are the light beam doctors that's in your room right now. And they come in groups of three, so you probably have three of them with you. And it's quite nice because they're very high intensity, very pure, very divine, and strictly of the light. So here we go. We'll bring in those energies now. So here it comes. So stronger, stronger, stronger. This is Ashin number... I want to bring in number 11. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just take a deep breath. Maybe a couple of deep breaths and exhale, and just see how number 11 feels. There's all different types of oxygen in the light ship for healing, and this is just one of them. Next, we're going to bring in oxygen number 12. We'll just bring in maybe four energies here. Here comes number 12 through the light beams on your screen. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And again, take a deep breath, exhale a couple of times, and experience this number 12 oxygen. Here comes number 13. Stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll bring in 14 now. Here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, so you have a little bit of time to breathe this nice oxygen here. And you can select which one you want if you wish. Since you sampled four of them, if one was a little better for you, one that you liked a little better, just ask now to have that get returned to you. They all do special healings. And, you know, it's just quite wonderful to have them bring this air down to us here. So how's your air? Where you are, Sylvia?
Well, it's interesting between the air and the beautiful male light being doctors that are here. It's just a very electrified, high energy kind of infusion, I guess. And also we had the light chamber, so it's feeling very good to me right now.
And we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary, and people just love her. She's great. The energy of Mother Mary and all the masters, saints, and angels, if you haven't tuned into the show, they're no longer on this planet because they were not holding light frequency. The light ship just stopped having them come down here. That was happening or happened around the 1st also of December. Remember, we're in the ascension times now, so this is no joke. It's happening, and the light ship would not allow them to come down and be corrupted by the our space brothers and giving you maybe 20% light with 80% darkness through these individuals coming in here, because they wouldn't allow them to hold complete spiritual integrity. And the way you connect with these light beings now, these beautiful energies like Mother Mary, you have to go into your heart center. They will not come into your mind. So in the old days, they could come into your mind, go anywhere, because the darkness would allow them to do that. And now, they will not come to anyone unless you go to your heart center. And also, as a side note, they will not allow anyone to channel these energies verbally to anyone else. Once you start doing that, if you are a channeler, they'll take it away. And so the question that you may be asking is that, you know, Sally Jones will say, who's been channeling Jesus for 25 years, well, she's no longer doing that. She's channeling something else, and it's not going to be of the light, because the light pulled back its light frequencies. Remember, entities and the dark side, but both of those can come through someone. And the darkness has been here, and it can mimic the light 99.9%. And so maybe, you know, this person has never channeled Jesus in purity anyway, so it wouldn't make any difference. So anyway, that's just a heads up for everybody. If you want to connect with any divine energy, it must be through your heart center, connecting with your spirit, and then requesting the energy to come to you that way. It will never come through your head. And if it's not of the light, your spirit will not accept it. And so that's your only protection that you have. Otherwise, you could have your soul stolen up into dark side universes and never be found again, ever. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary, and it'll come in through your monitor screen into your heart center. Here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Very nice energy. So just enjoy it right now. And if you're fortunate, maybe Mary brought you some fragrances of roses or flowers in your room right now. She'll do that quite often. We'll just see if on the fast chat anybody wants to report in having the fragrances of flowers coming into their room. And these light beings can actually help you do healing if you wish. You can request healing. And like I said before, the healings take place according to how much you've worked on yourself physically here by releasing your emotional traumas. If you haven't did any work or haven't seen me to do work, sometimes the healings that you request will not work because the love energy cannot come into densities. So that's true of your spirit. Your spirit cannot and will not come into anger, hate, any energies that you have in your body, which is made up of past lives of judgment. And this is why most people have problems holding light frequencies, because they hold judgment too much from their ancestors. I do many clearings to help you out with that, to get into the frame of consciousness of your body so that it will hold light frequency, so your body can become a light body. Without getting the densities released, you will not be doing the ascension. and the ascension is strictly love energy, nothing to do with mind, like I said earlier. So if you have any books accumulated in your metaphysical library and they talk about ascension, if you're not in your body 100%, you're not going to be able to do the ascension. And the mind energy will no longer be in existence. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm looking at the fast chat to see if we have any questions there. We have a request from Kyle and Adriana to temporarily remove the mental and emotional bodies. Is that something we could do tonight?
Oh, yeah, we could do that, sure.
Okay.
So what I'll first do is a sample of either one of those clearings. We'll do both of them here. We'll first do the I'll do the mental body first here. Normally I do the emotional, but I'll do the mental body first. So we're going to go back 5 days in your life here, and this will take away maybe mind chatter, confusion in your life, et cetera, that's in the mental body itself. And the mental body, like I said, is, you know, where you're thinking a lot of judgment stuff. And here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So take a note, just kind of see how you're feeling. See if your mind chatters went away. See if you feel a little more peace in your mind. With the male life beings here, they definitely help out before this year, so you may not typically sense too much. You're probably just sitting there in bliss. But do try to sample the healings too. So you can understand how they actually affect you. The next healing, which is the emotional body, this healing actually is a 3-in-1 clearing. It clears your spirit of traumas, it clears your physical body of traumas, and also naturally the emotional body. Here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. And again, think of a situation in your life right now that you've dealt with in the last week. And it should look very distant to you. Like, you know, it happened to someone else but not you. You may feel disattached from it. You can still see the event or events. And you're going to feel yourself like there's a big relief happening. And your body should be relaxing more right now during this process. These are all instantaneous healings. They only have to be done one time, and then you're completed throughout your lifetime up to the point of the light ship working with you. And these clearings that we just got through doing are not completed 100%, only because you have to have your whole lifetime done to have them to be 100% effective. They're probably about 80% right now. And this is the reason why the light ship does sample healings, much like in the time of Jesus, so people can catch on to what's actually happening, so they can, you know, have more healings done on themselves without understanding it and knowing that you wouldn't have a clue on how quick instantaneous divine healings can work. I'm not sure the mind gets in the way. And so what we're going to do right now is, after you've sampled your body, you might want to get up and walk around, see how you feel. Maybe you had an ache or pain that was caused by some emotional trauma. Maybe it has left you. Maybe bend over, stretch and twist. If you have any bones popping back into place, you know that that was held in place, out of place, because of the problem that you're dealing with that would be triggered by the emotions. Back to you, Sylvia, then we'll release these bodies here.
Okay, well, so if somebody wants to connect with you to do a whole lifetime clearing, how can they do that?
You can just scroll down to the bottom of the screen here if you wish. You can go to healings at creationlightship.com and just ask for some healings if you wish. You can call me on the telephone. Either one of these works fine. The information is on the bottom of your page here. And there's a toll-free number, 877-384-3257.
I think it's a good thing to mention, too, that not everyone understands that when you work with someone privately on one of these clearings, it doesn't have to be in person. You can work with them wherever they are in the world. Is that correct?
Yes, I don't. Most of the healings that I do is over the telephone, unless I go out to expos. And so, everything is done over the telephone. And most clearings take about an hour to do, so if you're interested in changing your life instantly, then have a clearing. And the emotional one is what I start off with first. And then you do typically maybe a mental clearing. You may want to do your horoscope clearings, planetary clearings. Remember, you're being controlled completely by your horoscope. That's pretty obvious for most people. They wonder why. They talk about having free will here, but yet you have mind control from your astrological chart from birth. You have your natal chart showing you how the dark side is chosen to run your life. So there's nothing, in the light about that. You can get a heads up on what could happen to you because of the mind control and the way they control you with implants. But other than that, the only way to get free of these is to do the clearings. And we have many clearings to help you out. And it's all done over the telephone. So sit back and relax right now. We're going to release you from the mental body. The mental body is very, very strong. It doesn't really want to leave your physical body. It's one of the invisible bodies that help create you, in a sense. So here we go. And it'll be to the left side of you. So we're releasing it now, coming out. Lightship is doing this for you. And these bodies are not intended to be disconnected from you, okay? They can be released for just a short period of time, maybe a few moments here. I would say if it stays out of you for 10 minutes, you're doing very, very well, okay? On the some of the calls that I do on the light shift, they can actually help to hold them out longer. But right now, if it stays out of you for, 2 to 3 minutes, that would be a long time for that body to be outside of yourself. So here we go. It's being released right now. I'll count to 10, and it'll be released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 there. Now it's outside of you to the left. And it's like kind of this big spring, and it's not ever going to leave your body. It'll pop right back in, but we'll hold it away from you. To the emotional body, to the right side of you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Boy, they don't want to come out at all. Oh, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and coming out, 9 and 10, there. Okay, and you should feel like you're at more peace right now. Earlier we did the same process on a workshop, so we'll take out your fear body. We'll put that behind you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll take out your anger body and put that in front of you. Remember, these bodies store and hold this information, what you don't want to really deal with, but they hang on to it like the anger body hangs on to all the anger that you ever have in this lifetime. So here it comes out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And you should feel very, very relaxed right now. And you should be able to really connect to your spirit. And you might feel like your body really is not on the earth plane because all this trauma and stuff has been taken away instantly by having these bodies released from you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel like I'm kind of floating away, and but not in a space out way, just in a very peaceful, happy way, just having that weight, you know, lifted off is just wonderful. And I was thinking about it, there are, I believe you've said before, 108 of these different bodies that, you know, the emotional and mental and feeling body and all these different bodies that actually all comprise, you know, our energetic system. And are those the bodies that are actually getting cleared of the densities when people work with you for the emotional clearing and those types of clearings?
Yes, that is true. So these bodies are being worked with. I do sessions for each one of them. And we all have issues, naturally, because we live here. And the issues are our ancestors' issues, and they just happen to come up in this lifetime. So you're actually living all the past lives at once of all your ancestors and all their judgments. And what the body has chosen to work on and select in this lifetime is the stuff that you have now, which is your baggage, and the baggage that you're carrying or the situations that you've been dealing with is handed down to you from your ancestors. So you can thank your ancestors for that. They gave you a wonderful, swell gift. Okay, so crap, you know, but mainly it should have been taken away by our spiritual hierarchy. There are extraterrestrial buddies that have betrayed humanity here, and they haven't done that. So now it's up to us to do the work ourselves. We have to do it. There wasn't anybody who came down from the Galactic Federation in the last 2,000 years to actually help anybody here. They chose to keep you captive here on this prison planet. So now it's at the ending times again. And you must work on yourself if you choose to do the ascension. There's no easy way out of it. Your body has to release the densities to have your spirit fully walk into it. And that's just the name of the game. That's how it is. And it's up to you to do the work. Back to you, Sylvia.
But the wonderful thing is that by doing that work, it's just so rewarding. It's so worthwhile because every time you get rid of some of that baggage and some of those densities, you just feel more and more like your true self, your true spiritual abilities and so on are revitalized, and it's just wonderful. And it also makes it a lot easier, at least it seems to me, it makes it so much easier to get by in life, you know, with when you're carrying around those densities, it actually keeps you, I believe, at a vibration that, you know, then you attract more of that, or it seems like you have more of that kind of similar type of vibration in your life. And as those densities leave you, people that were kind of maybe holding you back before might just sort of disappear out of your life, or you just don't have an issue with it anymore. So things just tend to fall away and get better and better, and it's just a wonderful thing. So it's worthwhile work to do, that's for sure.
Yep, and the lightship, that's what it's here to do, is to help you. So it's up to you if you, you know, really want to work on yourself enough. The interesting thing is that there's so many false teachings out now, and none of them are really pure. So you want to always go to your heart center so you don't have your soul stolen away from you by these dark side practitioners who are mimicking the light. And it's a very serious thing now because the darkness is coming in here full bore. You may understand that also by how many practitioners have showed up and doing things in the last 10 years or so. And where are they getting their information from? Well, this whole planet is run by the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, and the negative ETs. And a lot of those could be the same thing. It could be wonderful beings initially that was created by the light, and then they got corrupted, infiltrated, maybe a payoff or something in our terminology here, and they're getting something out of betraying you and sacrificing you to the dark side. And these beings know the difference of right and wrong, but they haven't chose to stop what they're doing. There's still extraterrestrial abductions. And like I tell people, if a spaceship landed outside, I would be going the other direction. I would not trust any of them. There are some that are possibly in the light, but our mind is not intelligent enough to discern the difference. Your heart will. This is why I say go into your heart. On this show, there's two things for you to remember. You might want to write these down. The first one, number one, is the light only works in the now. And that means that anything, predictions, anything like that, is strictly mind control energy that someone is reading. It's like your horoscope. You know, how could you be in free will, free choice, and love and light when the dark side has planted in you like a tattoo and you're actually being tracked, you know, by this horoscope throughout your lifetime and your natal chart? It doesn't make any sense. And once you understand that and you start connecting the dots and having a greater understanding of how you've been betrayed here by the Galactic Federation, you'll start to understand that you want to get more into your spirit, into your own self, which is what the teachings of Jesus were. And there's no shortcuts involved. You have to get rid of the density. And the next thing to remember on this program is that you must go inside and connect to your own spirit, whoever you see as far as a practitioner or getting in a book to read or anything like that. Go inside and ask your spirit if this is what you need to do at this time. Your spirit knows it will never allow your darkness to come in. So if you're planning to call upon, say, Jesus to help you out, he's not going to come into your head. He'll only come in through your heart. So if you're not in your heart center, what are you calling upon? The darkness can mimic the light of Jesus 99.9%. You cannot even discern the difference. And you may be connected to some dark side just by calling in Jesus. Being unaware of the teachings of Jesus, the true teachings of going inside to avoid yourself problems. And this is why he had his teachings the way they were, so that you could go inside and connect with the divinity. You don't need a church. You don't need anything else. You just need yourself to go inside and get your guidance. And that's what he taught. And back to you, Sylvia.
And also, okay, well,
what I will say is that the dark side does not obey spiritual law. So this is why you definitely have to go inside to understand where you need to go to. The light ship cannot always work with the dark and get rid of things instantly. Remember, the dark side created your illnesses, and a lot of the dark side healers that pose as light healers say that, you know, they claim that they're doing light work, but the darkness is really controlling them on another level of consciousness. It may not even be known to these people. But you have to be very, very careful not to get tied into the situation, because the darkness can do and perform much quicker, much faster healings than the light, because they gave you the condition to begin with. They know what the problem is, and they can uncreate it instantly because they created it, where the light has to work moment by moment by moment by moment by moment by moment to figure out what's wrong with you. So be aware of healers and always go inside your heart center. Okay, now back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, it's very interesting how that could be. And I feel like we hear a lot of times about, you know, some types of healings that are like that. So I guess that's just all the more reason to make sure that you're connecting with your spirit and making sure that you're not going just to someone and having something done without really checking it out with your spirit.
Yep, and that includes, you know, people having transmissions from so-and-so. Maybe some healer comes on and says, well, we're going to do some transmission, some kind of world peace meditation, working with some earth grid energies. You know, sit back on Thursday night at 10 o'clock, and we're going to transmit to you Archangel Michael and love energy. And this love energy is going to go worldwide, around the planet 100 times and take away the darkness. Well, that's a bunch of hooey. You know, it's not ever going to happen, but they are tapping you into the dark side, so you better watch it and, you know, go inside and find out first before, you know, so your ego doesn't catch on to this here and get your soul stolen. Because once you get permission, you're out of here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see, what other healings? We just have about 5 minutes left, so is there anything that you would like to do or the light beings would like to do?
Yeah, they want to do some healings here. These are newer healings in the last probably a month or so. We'll do a healing on the planetary energies. This is what we've been talking about a little bit, about your mind control from your astrological signs, your natal chart, etc. This is how the dark side is choosing to cord your body, take away the energy that's inside of you, and it basically can kill you. But remember, they live on your emotional traumas. So here we go. We're going to release some planets from you. And these planets are unknown to us. These are all dark side planets. Remember, the light can transmit these frequencies from the dark side universes right into us here. And like I said, the Galactic Federation sold us out, so they have a perfect channel and way in here. On other areas of consciousness, other dimensions, there's no such thing as like what we have here, where you have extraterrestrial involvement coming into a planet. If they have it there already, it could be there, but they don't bring it in like a brand new thing. They don't have anything coming to the planet, other dimensions, where you can actually start to see things. You're strictly working in the realm that you're working in physically. So here we go. First planet released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. So just kind of think of a physical problem that you had, and you may actually feel it lessening right now. Could be an ache or pain or something. And those are the five planets that we're going to release tonight. And there could be thousands of these attached to you. So here we go. We're going to do the next clearing. This is parallel life clearing. This is another thing the dark side created. Fabricated an earth like this one here. Again, there could be thousands of these also. And your spirit goes to their dark side earth planet, thinking that it's of the light. Body just like yours, and goes into it. This is where you go when you daydream sometimes. This is your deja vu. That this could appear to you as a parallel lifetime. So here we go. And also, if you see that, and also a past lifetime. I'm going to take you out of five of these parallel lives. First lifetime released from, here you go. Number four released, third released, second released, and first released. So again, just think of a situation, maybe a problem that you're dealing with, a physical problem, could even be emotional, and you might feel better about it. And if you do, it's because you got returned back from that lifetime and from the planets courting you, and it's released from you. And the planet courting is very serious. I do those clearings on people now. It's gives them their freedom back, and they feel much lighter afterwards, after both of these here. Remember, what parts of you, you know, are out and about in the universe now on a parallel life, too. It's pretty staggering to think about it. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, let's see. We have about a minute left. Let me see if there's a question on the fast chat we can take up before we end off. We have a question from Brett about, if we're created to be in heart energy, why do we also have a mental body?
Well, the emotional body is to sample love energy, okay, and I would imagine that the mental body is to communicate between you and your spirit. And so both of these bodies have been corrupted. Hope that answers your question for you, Brett. Remember, the Earth spirit initially did not have duality on the planet. That was brought in again by the Galactic Federation trying to make this place into a prison planet. It brought everything in here that is negative. But octopus energies and squid energies and tornadoes and hurricanes and forest fires. So would you say that this is, you know, a situation of maybe an act of God happening to the planet, like a hurricane or maybe it's Mother Nature? All those are false things. I say that the act of God is true. That's the extraterrestrial gods beaming down their energies down here to cause us trauma. But Mother Nature, there's never a such thing as Mother Nature being harmful to anything on the planet. And that, again, is from the dark side. And those energies being left here, allowed to come in. That's why I call this place a prison planet, and it's probably even worse than that. But the good news is ascension is coming. The light ship is here to help everyone. And it's up to you to do the work so you can ascend. If you don't ascend, your spirit moves on anyway, but you won't take your body with you. And this Earth's plane here will no longer be in existence. It'll be the whole universe turned off at a blink of an eye. And it's up to you to do the work to bring your body with. So if you wish to have everlasting life with your spirit at a higher consciousness, the Earth spirit's moving on to this new creation, eighth-dimensional reality, and she's inviting you to come with. And if you wish to do that, you must do the work. It's just that simple. So I guess we'll close off here, Sylvia. Tomorrow we'll do light ship healings for everyone. So tomorrow is Saturday night on the light ship. Back to you.
Okay, great. Well, I guess we'll just say blessings to everyone and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 p.m. and we'll continue this work and also go to the Creation Light Ship for healing. So until then, I guess we'll leave you with those two things that Ron talked about during the hour. The light only works in the now, and the importance of getting heart-centered, connecting with your spirit. And I guess on that note, good night, and many blessings to all of you.
Hey, goodbye, everyone. See you tomorrow,
bye-bye.
Possibly.
Good night.
Good night.